Hear further from the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Matthew, part of chapter 27. And about and from the sixth hour there was darkness over the earth until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried out with a great voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of them who stood there, when they heard it, said, This man calls for Elijah. And straightway one of them running and taking a sponge and filling it with vinegar and placing it on a reed, gave him to drink. But the rest said, Let be, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus, again crying with a great voice, let forth the Spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was ripped in two from the top to the bottom. And the earth was shaken, and the rocks were ripped, and the sepulchres were opened, and many bodies of the holy ones who slumbered arose, and coming out of the sepulchres after his resurrection, entered into the holy city, and appeared to many. And the centurion, and they who were with him, observing Jesus, when they saw the earthquake and those things that were done, feared greatly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of God. And many women were there, beholding afar off. We read further from the Arcana Celestia, number 2576, concerning the meaning of the veil. Man's inmost things are those of his soul, and his outer things are those of his body. The inmost things are goods and truths from which the soul has its life, for otherwise the soul would not be a soul. The things of the body draw their life from them and are all like a body, or what is the same, like covering or clothing. This is especially evident from the things that appear in the other life, as from angels when presented to view, for their interiors shine forth from their faces, and their exteriors are represented in both their bodies and their clothing. And this so fully that everyone there can know what they are like from their garments alone. For these are real substances, and thus essences in form. The same is the case with the angels seen and described in respect to their faces and clothing in the Word, such as those seen in the Lord's sepulchre, and the 24 elders around the throne, and others. And this is not the case just with angels, but also with all other things that are mentioned in the Word, even those which are inanimate. In all cases, their exteriors are a covering or clothing, as, for example, the Ark of the Covenant and the tent that was round about it. The Ark, being the inmost, represented the Lord himself, for in it was the testimony, and the tent outside of it represented the Lord's kingdom. The clothing, that is, the veils and coverings, each and all represented the more exterior celestial and spiritual things in his kingdom, that is, in the three heavens, as is evident from the fact that the form of the tent was shown to Moses from heaven on Mount Sinai. From this it had its holiness, and not from the gold and silver and the carvings that were in it. There were three veils of the tent. The first, which made the distinction between the holy place and the holy of holies. The second, which is called the hanging for the door of the tent. And the third, which was the hanging for the gate of the court. Concerning the veil itself, which was the first in front of the ark, this veil represented the nearest and inmost appearances of rational good and truth, in which are the angels of the third heaven. These appearances are described by the hyacinthine blue, the bright crimson, the double-dyed scarlet, and the fine twined linen, in which the red color represented the goods of love, and the white its truths. From this we can see what is signified by the veil of the temple being ripped in two, namely, that the Lord entered into the divine itself by dispersing all appearances, and at the same time, he opened the way to his divine itself through his human made divine. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.